today is going to be a hot one. And of course, that is bringing up discussions of the fire danger throughout southern Colorado. Joining us on the KRDN Newsline, as they do every Monday at this time, is the Colorado Springs Fire Department. We have Kathy Hook joining us now with the CSFD. And Kathy, the heat means a lot of things, including that increased risk of fire danger across much of the area.
Good morning. Yes, that is right. As we've been hearing all morning, it is going to be hot today and hot this week. 90s in the Colorado Springs every day this week. I was amazed to hear, you know, in this part of the country, Salt Lake City reaching 105, we are talking heat. And, you know, when it's hot like that, even though, you know, Memorial Day weekend and we've had some nice rain and some absolutely beautiful growth, I think the Pikes Peak region is as pretty as I've ever seen it with that green. But the heat is going to dry out all that growth. And then we have a lot of fuel. So we are really, really encouraging people to be so careful when you're barbecuing, when you're using your fire pit. If you're a smoker, please be cognizant of how you are extinguishing that cigarette. There's a high risk. We are not in a ban. We are not in restrictions right now. But as you've already noted this morning, there is now a ban on fireworks. That includes the sale, the use, the possession of fireworks, not only in the city of Colorado Springs, but now in the El Paso County region.
And we should mention that, you know, when you get in a situation where you're around fireworks or hearing fireworks, is it important to be calling fire department at that time, calling 911, or do you recommend that people wait until they see something catch fire?
Well, 911 would be if there's a fire, you're actually seeing a fire, because that's life risk. The fireworks themselves, you can call the non-emergent number, 444-7000. We will be watchful of that. I want to remind everybody in the city, though, you do not have to use fireworks yourself. It's not safe for you. It's expensive. You're not supposed to be buying, you know, you can't buy them here, so you'd have to bring them from elsewhere if you don't have them. There are 9 fireworks shows this year. 9 fireworks shows, and they're really spread throughout. We've got the Broadmoor, we've got Meridian Ranch, Garden of the Gods, Patty Jewett, Banning Lewis, so many fireworks shows. There's just absolutely no need for anyone to be setting off their own fireworks.
Mm-hmm. And then also, when it comes to heat stroke, you talked about the dangers of heat. And, you know, a lot of times you're entertaining visitors around these holidays, and they may not be as accustomed to the kind of heat and dangers that come with our heat. What would you advise people?
Well, Shannon, you're right. I think people think, oh, Colorado, the big ski country. And it is, but we kind of get it all. That's why we live here. We love it. It gets hot, and it's so dry that, number one, I think you've, you know, been mentioning this. Chris Larson mentioned hydration. That's really, really important. And then not only for our guests, but for ourselves, really think about that, the vulnerability of our higher risk populations. Leaving a kid in a car, their body temperature, children, their temperature, core temperature rises 3 to 4 times faster than adults. They can reach heat stroke at 105 and death at 107. You know how hot those cars get. So I think probably the best little tip I've heard is we're so reliant on our phones. Put your phone in the back seat with your kid. And that way, if there's a change in schedule or you're really distracted, you usually need your phone and you're going to look at your phone. But find some kind of a technique that a child never is left in a car. That goes for pets or the elderly, anyone that's going to be really vulnerable.
Good advice there. Good tip, especially with the phone. And also, I learned this one went hiking with my Girl Scouts with a more experienced leader. When you're doing a walk or a hike and it's hot weather and sunny, look for the shady spots to take your rest. Don't take your rest when you're on a sunny patch, because you're just going to get yourself more heat exhausted. But if you go for the shade, rest there, you'll actually have a lot better chance of kind of recovering so that you can tackle the next part of your walk or hike, yeah, or whatever.
Exactly, especially if it's hot and higher altitude. Take your tip from our pets. You know how it is when you're walking your dog in the heat. Their body just pulls you over to the trees. There's a reason for that, because they're smart. They're saying, we got to get out of this. So let's make sure that we ourselves stay out of that and really hydrate well.
Fantastic. Exactly. Yeah, it is definitely great advice, and Thanks as always for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News. We'll talk with someone from the fire department again next Monday at this same time.
Great. You have a great hot week.
You as well.